Come on in. Can you speak up?
When are you ready? Okay. I'm calling the Planning Commission meeting to order for May 3rd. Okay, roll call please.
Planning Commissioner Benedetti?
Here.
Planning Commissioner Patel?
I hope she knows how to find it.
Planning Commissioner Wallace?
I am here.
Vice Chair Marks?
Here.
Chair Kerger?
Present. Okay. We've done roll call. Pledge of Allegiance. Allison, would you please start us with the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Lou.
Sure.
That's what you were hustling.
It's all those little things that we take for granted. Okay, first of all, thank you all for being here. All right. The next thing is public comment. So let's start at the end. Let's go to Allison and then Lindy and then Joe. All right, Allison.
Hi, my name is Allison Hanson.
And if I, before you interrupt, if you could speak up, I would take the floor on the table to make sure we have
okay.
Comments accurately.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Allison Hanson, and I am a South San Ramon resident and also board member for the San Ramon Aqua Bear Swim Team. Lots of drama in the past 48 hours. I'm sure many of you are aware of the new golf club owners stopped basically 48 hours before we were supposed to do our kickoff season, closed the pool. And this was after months of email communications with our co-president assuring us that the pool would be a go. I know that this is not right. I know that, you know, it's a private company. You guys have, that's not the venue for this. However, pool members did receive an email at 4:33 today. Announcing their intentions of what they would like to do to that golf course. It says that, you know, it was an agonizing decision for the owners to close this pool. However, they claim that they have, they've had numerous conversations with city representatives about their, that the only way that the golf club is viable is if they develop on the golf club property. And so obviously as not all, you know, as I said, a lot of tumultuous days as a swim team board member, but as a resident, I'm not on the golf course, but I'm kitty corner from it. Obviously, that's quite disturbing. I guess one of my first questions is: has the Planning Commission, either as a formal body or as individuals, had conversations with any representative of the golf club? There's the golf club owners, but then there's the middlemen, the Western Golf Properties that actually manages the golf course. So I guess that's my first question.
Okay, Allison, what we'll do is I'll go through everybody else,
okay.
Listen to everybody,
okay.
And then we'll address
any kind of city meeting. So.
No, honey, you're fine. But this way, I'll be able or will be able
okay.
to answer those.
During public comment, we can't speak to anything that's not on the agenda tonight.
I know.
So we can take your comments, but we can not agenda, so it's not a formal discussion.
Okay. Can it be placed on the next?
We can forward it to the city council.
I was going to say that.
And there's a city council meeting next Tuesday, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm Lindy Penfold, and my husband and I live on the golf course too. We're both real estate agents. And we were here a couple months ago because we heard all the rumors. Joe is actually prepared to talk for me.
Okay.
Hi, Joe Norton. We live at 9467 Thunderbird Place. Been there for about 20 years. And I know that we've talked to a couple of different members. We haven't talked to any of you guys individually yet, and that's something I want to get to in a minute also. But it's getting a little scary because in the beginning, 2 months ago when we first came here, it sounded like, oh, geez, this is a dream. This is never going to happen. No, no. And it looks like it's built, picking up steam. It looks like it's coming. In fact, one of the council members, who will remain anonymous right now, has told me it's coming, be prepared. We're not going to be able to stop it. Another council, the mayor, says, no, that's not true. So we just don't know what to believe. We're getting a lot of information that just doesn't pan out. Then we get this letter out about an hour ago from the golf course management saying that they've had conversations with city officials and the council for months and warning them that they're going to close this pool, kind of like you guys all knew this was going on, yet we keep hearing that you didn't. So again, I wouldn't trust this guy at all, but where I'm kind of getting a little miffed and perturbed is, if you go onto the city's website, the city council, and click on the council, you can get all of their names, email addresses, contact info. I mean, almost too much. Some of them have their home addresses, which I think is crazy. You go onto your website, nothing. We can't get to you guys at all. Phil Wong and Denise, Debbie have both emailed me back saying, we don't give out your emails. So let's talk about transparency these days. We can't get to you guys. We're supposed to go to one person and maybe it'll get to you. Maybe it'll get to all of you. Maybe it'll get to some of you. I think that's a big mistake. As this thing starts developing and heating up, I think the citizens are going to want to know that they can reach out to you guys. If we can get to the council members, why can't we get to you? So I seriously request that you take that into consideration. Open up a little bit more so we can get to you and find out really what each one of you are thinking.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay, those are the only cards I have.
I didn't fill mine out, but I would like to.
Okay, and your name again?
Stephen Palgett.
Okay, you're with the Bearcats?
No, I'm a homeowner on the golf course.
Okay.
All right. Again, it's all this innuendos and everything that's going on and all kinds of emails on the internet. It's also the Norton and Penfield saying golf course closing to develop housing. You know, I don't like this rumor mongering going around. You know, why should they be sending this stuff out saying that the golf course is closing to develop housing? They don't know, you know? So I would just like to see if the city can put something out.
Mm-hmm. The golf course sent that out.
No.
We said there's
a blog
rumor
we have
going on.
So it says there's a question mark.
It came in the mail.
Yeah. It says golf.
So you mailed it out to the neighborhood?
Yeah, to tell them to go to our blog site to see things like results of this meeting and everything.
It didn't say go to our blog site. It says golf course closing to develop housing.
And look,
and you read that.
Okay.
Like, whoa, no. You know, so I would like to have some of that stopped also. And in order to stop some of this, maybe somebody could put something out saying what the actual conditions are going to be. I've talked to, I believe, the people upstairs, and they said, well, it's got to go through like five committees, and 4 out of 5 people have to vote on it, and it's going to take years. But, you know, there's just so much going on out there now that everyone's getting scared.
Did you want to see? This is a letter that pool members got from the golf course.
I'm not interested in the pool.
It has to do with the golf course as well.
It's from the owner.
I know. We're not making things up. We're just concerned about it. Okay.
I can see the pool closing. Maybe he wants to develop a new banquet facility, would be very expensive.
Read his email.
It actually
As Debbie explained to you earlier, and I'm going to assert it one more time. We're here to hear what you have to say. We can't actually respond to anything. You're not on the agenda. It might have been better had you put it on or asked to be placed on the agenda. And you'll hear from us at our next meeting.
I did call. So I called Monday, and as a citizen, I said, how can I be placed on the agenda? I was on hold for about between 5 and 10 minutes. They came back and said, you don't really need to be put on the agenda. You can just make public comments. So that was relayed to me. I've never been to a planning commission meeting, but however, it doesn't seem super transparent when, you know, when that occurs.
We just want to help the neighborhood and find out what's going on and what should our procedure be. I mean, we need some direction, I guess, is what, as a group and as neighbors, and we're all affected.
So this happened like, what, 10, 15 years ago? when they were going to rezone the golf course.
Right.
We had lawyers, we had all kinds of people in the other buildings over there, a big group, and it's like nothing came out of it. You know, they were talking about making it entertainment or something like that, and we didn't want Ferris wheels in our backyard, you know. So I guess they left it as golf course, and supposedly that's what it was supposed to stay for infinity, they said.
Okay. All right. Debbie, you're going to get back with them?
Yes, we can via your email so we can get you some information on what's happened. And then the city council is next Tuesday also. So you're more than welcome to speak on You're more than welcome to speak on public comment next Tuesday. But if you have email addresses, we can give you some information.
Is that here Tuesday?
No, it'll be at the community center.
I don't know. And then the gentleman, he didn't put his email. Does he want to?
Joe didn't.
Did you want to put your email?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other public comments?
No.
Okay, thank you. Sorry we couldn't address your concerns right now, but it's protocol is protocol.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any additions or revisions?
No, none.
There are none tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
We now go to 6.1 on the consent calendar, adoption of the city's draft of the capital improvement program. Hi, Maria.
It's actually I'm Amy.
I know. But it says Maria. I know that.
Okay. Good evening. I'm here to present the draft five-year capital improvement program for fiscal year 2016-17 through fiscal year 2020-21 and ask the Planning Commission to review and make the finding that the five-year capital improvement program is in conformance with the city's general plan. Let me just give a quick background. CIP is a comprehensive multi-year planning instrument that the city uses to identify the needed capital projects and coordinate the financing and timing of the improvements. The five-year CIP incorporates all projects as they're found identified through the completed studies, as is listed, like the General Plan 2030, Parks and Community Services Master Plan, Creek Corridor Plan, City Beautification Plan, Pavement Management Plan, Crow Canyon Specific Plan, Southern Contra Costa Joint Exercise of Powers Agreement, Northwest Specific Plan, as well as the North Camino Specific Plan. The CIP is broken down into nine categories: circulation, developer, drainage, facilities, landscaping, other parks, planning, and signals. And they can be found in the attachment that I provided under tab 4. There, for this year, we're adding five new projects are being incorporated into the five-year CIP and includes the Bike Master Plan, which is to provide a comprehensive bike plan for the citywide to enhance bicycle use. We're adding the Camino Ramon at Bishop Ranch three driveways traffic signal, which will install a new traffic signal at the intersection where the farmers market is. We're also adding the citywide intelligent transportation system upgrade project, which will initially start with a study of the citywide signal components. We're also adding the in-pavement flashing warning lighted crossing upgrades, which will be to replace outdated equipment at the three locations at Iron Horse Trail Crossing, at Pine Valley, Monte Video, as well as the crosswalk at Walt Disney and Pine Valley. And we also added the fifth year pavement management to the CIP. Also, we've had some reprogramming of projects throughout, so I'm just going to go briefly, real quickly, through the ones, since I know a lot of us want to Oh, so under circulation. Under circulation, the Bollinger Widening Project has been extended to also include fiscal year 17-18. And that's just basically to coincide with the timing of the City Center Plaza District construction. Crow Canyon Widening Projects, which are the three projects that are the widening from Crow Canyon on Crow Canyon between Alcosta all the way to Doherty. Those projects have been extended to include fiscal year 18-19 to better reflect the time of completion of the construction. Crow Canyon Pavement Rehabilitation Project has also been reprogrammed to 17-18 and 18-19. Again, this is being done in conjunction with the Crow Canyon Widening Project so that we do the construction all at one time to lessen the inconvenience to users. In the developer category, the Camino Ramon Bishop Drive right turn lane modification has been reprogrammed to 17-18. Again, this is to coincide with the timing of the City Center Plaza District construction. The Faria Preserve Parkway has been extended to include fiscal year 18-19 to better reflect the timing of the construction of Faria development. And the San Ramon Valley Boulevard Deerwood Road intersection and the San Ramon Valley Boulevard Purdue Road traffic signals have both been reprogrammed from 16-17 to 17-18 to better coincide accurately with the Faria development construction. In the areas of facilities, the following projects have had funds programmed within the 5 years, mainly due to funding availability, work prioritization, and as identified in the facilities maintenance and renovation plan. Those include the HVAC duct cleaning and replacement, the floor covering replacement, citywide exterior painting and ceiling, the Doherty Valley Aquatic Center, the San Ramon Olympic Pool equipment, and the interior amenities. Also, funding has been provided in Forest Home Farms Boone House renovation in fiscal year 17-18, and the recreation program facilities equipment replacement has had funding programmed. In the area of landscaping, two projects have had their titles changed, and it's mainly to provide better description of the actual scope of work, and that includes the Doherty Valley Tree Management Plan and the Street Landscape Planting Renovation Project. We've also programmed funds in fiscal year 16-17 for the city signage project to install monument signs at Doherty Valley Performing Arts Center, Doherty Valley Aquatic Center, Crow Canyon Gardens, as well as Forest Home Farms. In the category of other projects, we've programmed funds within the 5 years for the Summerwood Loop Path Replacement and Rehabilitation Program, as well as the financial system upgrade has had its project scope change so to also include the Parks and Community Services class and facility registration software. In the area of parks, the following projects have been reprogrammed within the 5 year, again, based on work prioritization and as identified in the Parks Capital Maintenance and Renovation Plan. The ADA and safety regulation for playground upgrades, the fountain repair and replacement, Central Park restoration and improvements, park irrigation booster pump installation, park restroom renovation, and shade structure improvements. And the San Cantonio Creek Park has been reprogrammed to beyond 5 years so that the park's master plan that's scheduled for an update in fiscal year 18-19 will then get programmed based on the master plan that's completed. In the category of planning, the Crow Canyon specific plan update has been reprogrammed to 17-18 due to reprioritization of the work action plan. And in the category of signal, the pedestrian enhancement devices has been reprogrammed to 17-18 due to funding availability. And the San Ramon Valley Boulevard Hooper Drive signal has been reprogrammed to beyond 5 years due to project prioritization and funding availability. So the CIP, the draft's preliminary draft of the 5 year, was proposed and presented to the Finance Committee on March 7th. The draft 5 year capital improvement was provided to the Parks Commission on April 13th, and the Transportation Advisory Committee reviewed it on April 21st. And the draft 5 year CIP is going to the Finance Committee on May 9th. There's still some projects that are still under review by the Council with regards to unidentified funds, and I've listed those. We've had three different budget workshops And so we are going to continue to work with council in regards to what their decision is. Those projects are listed on page 2. It's the annual pavement preventive maintenance project, centralized irrigation system upgrade project, city facilities duct cleaning, roof covering maintenance, citywide drainage infrastructure, exterior painting, the Doherty Valley Aquatic Center and the San Ramon Olympic Pool, Doherty Valley Tree Management Plan, the financial system upgrade, fountain repairs, interior amenities, pavement management for 2017, street landscape planting, and the traffic signal improvements. So once that has been identified and resolved, the final five-year CIP will be provided to you in a separate booklet for you to have, so you'll know what actually gets.
Do you know what the length of it, when that might happen, Amy?
It's going to happen sometime in May, because we have to adopt the budget by June. So yeah. I think it's going to happen within the next.
So it should be in our next.
It won't return to the commission.
Yeah.
Take the commission's recommendation tonight.
Okay.
And that will be forwarded to the city council.
Okay.
And once it's adopted, a final booklet
will be back to us.
I just won't present it. You'll just get it through, so you'll have a complete as to what projects got programmed and
okay.
not.
Thank you.
Because right now it shows some unidentified funding for 16-17.
I'll start at the other end if anyone has any questions of Amy. None? Eric?
I'm just curious on the Crow Canyon widening. Are you widening it by reducing the median, or are you actually expanding the roadway sideways?
It's a combination of both, but when you'll see the median's a little wider than needed, so we're trying to go into the median.
That's what I asked. So that's the width.
Yeah, when we go into preliminary design, we have to look at the right-of-way constraints and determine how much we can take in the island, and then a lot of the stormwater requirements may dictate as well how we treat the stormwater. So there's a number of variables, but this next season we're going to start designing and trying to figure out how to basically add a lane each direction in that segment. So.
Okay. I have a question and sort of a hope. On page 79 of the CIP, we're talking about Central Park restoration and improvements. Mm-hmm. And in the list of projects that are intended to be worked on through this CIP, what I noticed is that in Central Park, the sort of mauve sidewalk, pinkish colored sidewalk, is broken pretty seriously in some areas. It's not listed on this. But particularly if you go between the backstop at Central Park 2 and you face the new City Hall building, you'll see about a 5 or 6 or 7 foot area that's completely obliterated. And there are other areas where there are gaps, where there's missing concrete. I just wonder if that sidewalk repair could be added to this CIP. Again, it's just one commissioner's hope, but there's some work that's needed on that sidewalk, especially again by CP2's backstop.
Okay, I will make the note and relay that to our public services.
Thank you very much.
Sure. That's it. I have a question. We go through this and we see that there's a lot of trees that are going to be replaced. My question is, at the time of those replacements, do you know if they do root barriers around the trees that we're putting in? Because from what I understand is happening in Doherty Valley, the reason for the sidewalks coming up is because when those were planted, they didn't have root barriers around them. And therefore, it caused all of the roots to come up to the top, rather than when you have a root barrier, the roots go down. So, again, just another comment about a wish list and hoping that if we're going to invest that much money in tree replacement, that we do what we need to do to ensure that we don't have to do it one more time.
Now, is this specific Doherty Valley or just anywhere?
Well, I think anywhere. I mean, my goal is trees have roots, and if they're not planted properly, you have issues, so.
Yeah, you're correct. The root beer is an important part. In some of the areas there wasn't root beer, but most of the trees that we are replacing, they will have root beer, but a lot of the factors too is a number of tree types, sycamore trees, and kind of some other types in Doherty Valley that have been, they're just too big of a tree type within a small planted area. So there's actually more factors, but the root barrier is a good point, and we are actually doing
it. You know, you can't tell by what we see here how the details of just a comment. I don't have anything else. Okay.
So if I can have the motion to find conformance and adopt the resolution number 04-16.
Excuse me, before we do that, can there's the findings? I read something that Rick Marks, Commissioner Marks prepared, and
in the report it says to insert findings, and so I wrote a finding that I wanted to offer to the commission that would replace a portion of the fourth whereas. The fourth whereas, after the second line which says capital improvement program, I would put a period there, and then I would offer some language for the actual finding, and then I would strike the now therefore be resolved that's on the actual resolution. So with the commission's indulgence, I'll read this and engineering tell me if you think it works. Now therefore be it resolved that based on its review of the staff report dated May 3rd, 2016, the City of San Ramon Capital Improvement Program 2016-2020/21 draft report and all written and oral testimony received at its May 3rd, 2016 public meeting, the Planning Commission finds that the Capital Improvement Program 2016-2020/21 draft report is consistent with the goals, policies, programs, and overall intent and direction of General Plan 2035 as adopted by the City Council on May 28th, 2015. And if that's acceptable, I'll just give this to you so you don't have to take notes.
Okay.
So I ask my colleagues if that's acceptable. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
So some of this I have to modify because I don't know if it'll get adopted on May 28th.
Well, that's from the general plan.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's somebody else had the same
question. I had to go back and read it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Can I refill when it gets finalized?
Yes. Yeah, you'll get it in the bound booklet.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right. Cindy.
Hi.
Hi. Informational item.
Hello, good evening.
11.1.
Thank you. Good evening. I'm here this evening to present the 2016 General Plan 2035 Implementation Annual Report and Work Plan. As you're aware, an annual report is submitted each year through the Planning Commission, City Council, and then ultimately to the state to document the city's efforts in implementing the general plan. Last year in May 2015, the city adopted General Plan 2035, which included a number of revisions to general plan policies as well as additional policies within the housing element as part of the housing element update. And so with this report, we wanted just to identify the general plan activities that have been completed this last year since the adoption of the 2035 plan. And so with the, in terms of general plan amendments, the city did adopt one amendment last year, and that was actually the General Plan 2035 amendment itself. There were no other amendments than last year, and we do not have any current general plan amendment applications. Since the adoption of the general plan last year, there's been a lot of efforts in getting a number of the policies implemented. This year, our high priority goals are working on the City Center project and implementing that project, as well as the North Camino Ramon plan, as well as the Northwest Pacific plan. We also, as part of the General Plan 2035, received instructions to update our zoning ordinance to be in line with the new policies in the General Plan 2035. And so that's another big item that the Planning Department is working on currently. In addition to that, the city is also undertaking a Nexus fee study that's going through the various different committees right now with the city and working its way through ultimately to the City Council for adoption, hopefully this year. And then as well as implementation of a number of projects like the Dorado Valley Settlement Agreement, as well as the Measure J project and program. So with that, we recommend that the Planning Commission accept the report and forward it on to the City Council at a subsequent meeting for their consideration. Ultimately, the report will go to the State Office of Planning and Research, as well as to the State's Housing and Community Development Department for demonstration that the city is implementing our general plan policies as required by the California Government Code. So with that, I'd be more than happy to take any questions you might have. There is a summary table that expands on not only the planning department's projects that are either completed in last year's, during last year, as well as projects that we're currently undertaking and also planned for the next 1 to 3 years. It includes various projects and work items that all the various departments in the city are currently working on. So those are the two documents that are attached to the report.
Does anyone have any questions?
I do.
Okay.
A couple. Cindy, when you say that the report gets forwarded to not only the City Council and the state, is it this report or is it also the summary report?
It's the summary table as well as the 107-page document.
In reading the summary table, I saw the header of the middle column was completed in 2015/underway. And would it be possible to say, let's go down to economic development, and on the first page, and it says evaluate feasibility. Is that either evaluated or evaluating? Because if it's evaluated, that tells me it's completed. If it's evaluating, it's underway. And so is it possible to go through and change that the descriptor word so it's clear as to whether it's something's been completed or whether it's underway?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This is a good summary. But that's the only comment that I
Sure.
And it's through all of them. So mm-hmm. I only bring that one up to your attention.
Anyone, is there anything else?
Yeah, I have some.
Commissioner Benedetti?
No.
Okay. Commissioner Marks?
First of all, compliments, Cindy. This is really a lot of work. It is very time-consuming. I think you did a very good job. I have a question and a... let me put it this way. Throughout the past year, as projects have come to us for review, we have had a lot of comments and questions and word changes with our conditions of approval. And so on sheet number 2, where in section 2.3-1-10, continue to refine development standards, I would like to ask that bringing forth the standard conditions of approval that would be attached to any type of land use project, either a housing project, which would have its own standard conditions, an office project or whatever, they in effect become development standards. I'd like us to have the opportunity to review the standard conditions of approval, get them approved so that when projects come to us, we only have to concentrate on the specific site-specific or project conditions of approval.
Saying like a checklist.
Well, the language, the actual language.
Yeah.
Let's vet all of that, get it out of the way, which will not only shorten staff time, I believe, but commission review time.
And the conditions.
And potentially the conditions. I'm not suggesting when you would do that during the year. You work that out as works best for you, but it would just make it a lot easier and a lot more reliable to know that we have standard conditions that we've all approved, and we can just get to the site-specific ones.
Sure. Yeah, every couple of years, the departments all get together to work on standard conditions of approval. It's been some time since we've updated those, but we do have standard conditions that we have tried to all work through in order to develop the conditions that come to you in your resolution so that they're consistently worded the right, you know, the same way from one document to the next. But we will talk internally about when would be the best time to update those again and revisit those.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? Commissioner Wallace, anything?
Nothing.
Okay. All right, so we will accept the report. Do I?
I'll move that we accept the report.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded.
Jeannie did.
He marked. Right. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay. There's nothing else. We're adjourning.
Yay.
We're adjourning.
Hit that gavel.
I hit the gavel. What?
You already gaveled it to me.
What?
There's supposed to be going to be some drainage work being done on the golf course to make an equally bold water reserve for other developments.
Okay.
I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but I understand there's going to be a big flood on this, and they're going to close the valve for a while. So I don't want that to get involved with all these people saying, oh, they're closing it all for
us. I know, I hear you. Talk to Phil.